The chairman and chief executive of United Health Group is stepping down. William McGuire is the latest to lose his job for reasons related to backdating stock options. He was the head of a giant company that says it serves 70 million people. Joining us now is Mark Marimont. He's special projects editor at the Wall Street Journal, which means he's been investigating the backdating scandal for months. He's in charge of the paper's stock options investigation. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Remind us what backdating is and why it's illegal.
Backdating essentially is stealing from shareholders. It's like betting on a horse race after the horse has already started. So what? Just have to remember what options are all about. There's supposed to be an incentive for the executive to get the share price up, to get the earnings up.
You give the executive stock options, which they can cash in later.
Exactly. It's not illegal to grant an option at a below market price, but none of these companies that are under investigation hardly ever did that, or at least, you know, disclose that they were doing that. Instead, what they did was they did this all in secret. They never told anybody. They didn't account for it properly. It's basically just a big mess.
Now, what happened over the weekend at United Health?
Over the weekend at United Health, the board was briefed on a very lengthy investigation by an outside law firm, which found that there were widespread backdating of stock options at the company, and that Dr. McGuire and other top executives benefited from this practice to the tune of many, many millions of dollars. End of last year had $1.8 billion in stock options outstanding, which was by far the largest stock options hoard in the entire United States by a long shot.
You've been reporting on United Health since March. What drew you to this particular company?
We had actually been looking at some academic research and other research showing that there could be backdating of stock options, but we published a very large story in March, which used essentially statistical research to show that backdating was fairly widespread, and we focused on six companies, of which this was the largest, showing that the grants to all these people over the years were just dated in incredibly improbable times and beneficial to all the top executives. And that's,
you're saying the executives kept happening to get stock options when the stocks were very low, which they were able to just then cash in when they just happened to be very high.
Exactly.
Do you think the revelations have gone far enough that this practice is going to be put to an end?
Generally, there have been some regulatory rule changes which have certainly clamped down on 90% of this type of backdating. But this is a bigger, you know, problem, I think, in corporate America with, you know, ethics and executive pay. But this particular backdating scandal is certainly still going on. I mean, there's over 100 companies are under federal investigation at the moment. Other companies that have admitted problems or under investigation include Apple Computer, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, Barnes & Noble, parent company of the Monster.com job search website, McAfee antivirus software, and, you know, scores of others. So this scandal has a long way to run.
Mark Marimont of the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
And again, the chairman and chief executive of United Health is stepping down amid questions about backdating stock options.